The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Size matters not.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
Star Wars Cantina.
Where are you going, Master?
For a drink.
Sorry about the mess.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Well, we are joined right now by ForceCast favorite and becoming a show regular, Tom Hodges. Tom, how are you this evening?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing? ForceCast favorite.
That's right. Well, you know, we've got to give you the love. I mean, because we love your artwork, and obviously we love the logo and all the other stuff that's coming the way. And I have to tell you that one more season right now is above my bedpost in my room. Your print from Celebration 4. I really enjoy it. I look at it every night thinking, because I'm looking
at it. I don't know why. Stop right there. I don't even want to know what you're thinking when you look at it every night.
Well,
because yes. You just creep me out a little bit.
Well, you know, I'm good at that sometimes. But, well, before we get into your extraordinarily busy schedule that's upcoming, let's take a look back at C4 and just kind of tell me what you thought and what your impressions were and how things went for you.
Oh, I had such a great time at Celebration 4. Me, it was such, I mean, it's always nice to meet, you know, fans and everything. But, like, you know, you go to, like, San Diego, and it's not just Star Wars, it's everything. And you go to any other convention, it's not just Star Wars, it's everything. You go to a Celebration, and it's all Star Wars. And everyone's there for one reason and one reason only. They're not there for Star Trek. They're
right.
There for Star Wars. So, and they're not there for Superman or Batman. They're there for Star Wars. And it's just really nice, and you know, it's nice to have people come up to you and tell you they love your work on the web strips. Because, you know, yeah, you get that occasionally at the conventions, but, you know, at something like Celebration, you know, that's the core fan base. And that's, like, people who read everything that I do, or, you know, just about everything I do is Star Wars related, at least right now it is, you know, aside from a few small things. But it was just great. I love meeting the fans. I love talking to new people. I love meeting, you know, artists I don't know, seeing artists I do know again. It was so much fun, and I actually got to see a little bit more this time out with the show, so I really enjoyed it. And you know, big props to once again, as I always got to mention, the 501st for one, having me at their mixer, and two, just coming around the tables, like the girls from the Dune Sea Garrison, and it just everybody who's involved. With helping my wife get patches for her quilt, we just had such a great time at the show. I don't think I could say anything more about it than that.
I think that sums it up pretty well for you.
Yeah, and I should point out particularly, aside from the Dune Sea Girls, I want to thank the Golden Gate Garrison who sponsored my wife and I to be at the mixer and invited us, and is also going to have us at the mixer for San Diego. And they're like my home away from home Garrison. When I don't have something to do with the Star Garrison, they're my other garrison. So I want to always say a big props to the Golden Gate Garrison and everyone involved over there.
It's nice to have that many garrisons that have your back.
And what's really funny is that my wife, who's putting this quilt together, my wife Terry, who's putting the quilt together, you know, she's in contact with several garrisons and talking, and I mean, the Golden Gate Garrison's helping her out where they can, and the Southern California Outpost, is that right? She's on the other side. The San Diego Squad and Southern California Garrison. And then this past weekend we were in Philly. And what's the name of that garrison? Garrison Corita. We're really helpful with her. And you know, and she's still getting patches in the mail from everybody. And, you know, just a big thank you from both of us, because she's getting that much closer to being able to put this whole thing together and get it ready for San Diego 2008, which is where it'll be auctioned off.
Oh, wow. So she's getting close. She's ready, huh?
Getting there. It'll be for next year, but she's getting the patches she needs, and she's missing some. I mean, there's that elusive few that are very hard to get. Mm-hmm. Holmes and Watson. Sorry, but you know, it's just Hawaii is another hard one, from what I understand, or the Pacific Garrison. Like she's, but they're coming in slowly but surely, and everyone's just been great and very helpful. So, you know, a big props to the 501st all around. All the way around for that.
Now, did you have anything that stuck out for you as a favorite that you event that you got to go to or see while you were
at C4? Clone Wars. To see the Clone Wars preview, mm-hmm. I was there for the first showing, Sunday morning, the 10:30 showing, and the whole time it was really funny because apparently they weren't going to show us anything, and I was sat front row. I was with Dustin. El Presidente,
mm-hmm.
and we were sitting next to each other, and we were like, oh, man, I don't think they're going to show us anything. And then apparently they had a plant in the audience.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Who was supposed to kind of, like, hint towards, like, you know, I came all this way, can't you show us something? Well, apparently before the guy actually got to be asked to ask his question, a real fan, you know, and not saying that the guy who was a plant wasn't a fan, but a
right.
real fan stood up. Practically in tears, and I swear I felt for the guy. He says, I came all this way, hundreds of miles and hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars. Can't you show us? Like, I swear I thought the guy was on the verge of tears. And that's when he segued into, well, George gave us the go-ahead about a week and a half ago. And then when they showed it on, like, the 40 by 20 foot, you know, screen mm-hmm. projected in, you know, and it projected digitally with the, you know, surround sound that smacks you in the chest, the amazing sound by Dave Accord and Matt Wood, and just, oh, my God, it was just floored.
Yeah.
Floored. I got to see the footage again. They showed it twice then, and then at the very end of the show on Monday, some of the volunteers and the artists who couldn't break away, Steve Sansweet and Lucasfilm and Mary Franklin arranged for those of us who couldn't get away. Of course, I did get away to see it, could see it, and they showed it to us twice. So I got to see it real big and loud four times. That stood out to me. I wish I would have gotten into the Vader project. But there's going to be my second chance to do that. And I tried to get into the R2 builders, but they had just closed up and no one was there to answer the door. So I didn't get to – I love going – I didn't get to Celebration 3, and I really wanted to see the R2 builders because every time I walk around and there's R2s running around, like, you know, going up to little kids, and I love these guys and their passion for putting this stuff together. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
So –
It definitely makes it fun, and I will tell you that you know, if you do need to see a preview, there is a very nice YouTube presentation of the Vader project done by a couple of guys that were there.
Really?
It's on the Force.net YouTube channel. If you have.
Oh, cool. My wife was one of Mary Franklin's elite squad for this show, and she will be for the Europe show. And she got to see everything, so I'm a little jealous.
well, that's a nice quick preview, just in case. And
oh,
I know
okay.
I know the guys that did it; they're great guys. So
says you.
Says me every time. But okay, so now with that in the rearview mirror, just behind us, tell us about now. You've got a huge schedule coming up. You're going to Celebration Europe, is that right?
Yes. Well, I just finished Wizard World Philly.
Okay.
Which was a great time. I'm originally from that area, so it's nice to go back there and visit friends and you know, have one or nine cheesesteaks and you know, just have a great time. And I did. It was great because I stayed with friends. I didn't stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of did the non-con thing this time out. Stayed with friends. You know, didn't really do the after-con stuff in the bars and stuff. I kind of stuck with seeing people that I haven't seen in a long time and had a great time and then meeting fans at the show and it was just it was great. It was something I really needed after, you know, Celebration, where it was like very hectic and very, you know, and the same thing's going to be with Europe. It's going to be very hectic and then after that, like a week after that is San Diego, and then a week and a half after that is Chicago. So it's like, that's like my schedule right now is Europe, San Diego. And the thing is that as much as it pains me, like as much as I say, oh my God, I'm going to be so tired, I live for doing these shows because I love meeting the fans. I love doing sketches for people. I love, you know, I just love meeting new people who appreciate my work. And I love meeting people who I appreciate their work and get to tell them face to face, you know, people I admire and such. Mm-hmm. So it's, while yes, it's kind of like, well, yeah, I have to travel, you know, halfway across the world to meet people. It's when I'm there that I can't wait. I can't wait to meet people because my website, I've come to learn over the last few years, the traffic on my website is like 60% European-based.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really cool that you can find these little statistics out, you know, that and I found it. And to me, I can't wait to meet these people because these are people who don't get to come to, you know, a Wizard World Philly or could, you know, few a handful only make it to San Diego or a celebration over here. And that's why it's so great that they're having one over there.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't wait to meet the fans who are, you know, on the other side of the planet. You know, it's going to be great. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah. Well, let's hit up Celebration Europe while we're kind of in that mode.
Okay.
Tell us about a little bit about your print, which they just within the last few days have put up the information on the artists that are going to be attending.
Yeah.
And so tell us about your print and what's happening with that.
Okay, well, my print, I can pretty much give you the specifics on it. You're going to get the first dibs on the specifics of the print.
Nice.
What you've seen on StarWars.com and what I've posted in various forums is the preliminary version. The final version I should have up for viewing within the next 2 to 3 days. It's basically a take on the Trainspotting movie poster with the five characters and their nicknames and you know it's got the tube number and everything. It's just basically a little quirky take on that. And instead of you know the names of the characters, like I could have easily put Han and then Leia and then Luke, I decided to go with Scoundrel and Princess and Farm Boy, and for Chewie I put Walking Carpet, and for Obi-Wan I put Crazy Old Wizard. So it's kind of like, it's a neat twist on something that, you know, that over here it might not fly as well as it will over there. Like, you know, I mean, there's definitely people who are going to see and go, I recognize it immediately.
Yeah.
In fact, I've gotten amazing feedback from people who will be attending Europe saying, I used to be at the station every day and I would be staring at that poster and I always thought it was great. Like they'd have the big movie posters in the tube,
mm-hmm.
the underground or, you know, wherever they would put them. And I would get great feedback about it. He's like, that was one of the coolest posters I've ever seen. And you put a really great spin on it. And I love hearing that because I was a little iffy on it. I was like, I wonder if this is going to go over. And it did. And I'm really happy that people are digging the design.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, that's one of those things where you're not real sure about it sometimes, and you kind of just let it go. And you once you get to see the result, it's amazing, you know. And I like the design. I'm a fan of that movie, so I think that anybody who is a fan of the movie really gets the reference and enjoys the different take on the nicknames. I love that, especially
yeah.
Walking Carpet. That made me laugh. But
so, yeah, and that there's that. Well, basically, it's going to be 20 by 30, 20 inches by 30 inches, which is like roughly 56 centimeters by 76. I don't remember the specifics, excuse me. But it's 20 inches by 30 inches, and I'm thinking right now, as far as it goes, it's probably going to sell for 50 pounds.
Okay.
So I mean, anyone who's over, you know, who's listening over in London or in Europe, who's going to the show, 50 pounds, that's not the weight of people here.
So are you
including the VAT? So, you know, and that's a whole other ball of wax that they understand over there that's kind of sketchy over here. So, yeah, it's 50 pounds including the VAT, the VAT, and that should be that should be about what you should need to know on the specifics of the print. So that's I'm just putting it out there so everyone knows. What else? Oh, I won't have a reserve on this print. I remember we spoke right before Celebration, actually quite a few weeks before Celebration,
mm-hmm.
and I said no reserve on that, and then like I turned around and did a reserve, which was kind of goofy on my end. But yeah, this time I'm not doing a reserve. Anyone who wants to get one could sign up for my Yahoo group. There's a gentleman who lives in London who is going to the show, and he will be picking up prints for people and shipping and, you know, all like that. He's not charging any. He's only, the only thing extra he's charging for is the shipping, which, you know, which you'd have to pay for anyway.
Right.
But he's a fan of mine. He's collected a lot of my work, and he's made this offer to members of my Yahoo group. And if you don't know how to find my Yahoo group, just go to my website, tomhodges.com, and sign up. And if you sign up that way and then get on board and post that you'd like to get it, you know, sent to you through him, and he'll give you the details.
So very good.
I'm allowing this only because I want people who want it to get it.
That's always the catch 22 is when you have something that's going to be in demand like that, but it's only going to be available at one spot. How do we get it to other people? And I know that a lot of that went on with the celebration prints as well.
Yes, they had a lot of people. Basically, there was always that one guy. And see, that's why a lot of the artists say you can only buy one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's somebody picking it prints up for somebody else, and it works out because it's not like, you know, basically I know who's doing this. I know who's picking it. So if someone comes up to me that I don't know and says, I need 40 prints, there's a good chance that, you know, 39 of them are going to show up on eBay. But,
right.
You know, at the same time, then again, he could be picking them up for people. And I can't make that distinction, but, you know, I just want people who want them to have them.
Yeah.
So. And if you go to my, like I said, go to my website, click on the Yahoo group. I think there's a link on my website for that. If there's not, just email me through my website and I'll give you the link. But yeah, that's basically the gist of Celebration Europe. But yes, I will be doing sketches at Celebration Europe, and I am taking pre-orders for commissions for Celebration Europe, which you can email me about if anyone's got any questions. And I'll probably have a sketchbook and some original art, web strips from a Hyperspace web comic. I'll probably post pricing on that on my website. I don't want to be tacky and give that out on here. I'm talking way too much, Pete. You gotta get in here. You gotta talk.
Well, you know, I'm just sitting and listening. It's all riveting. I'm being the fan.
I mean, I know I'm pretty, but, you know, don't be afraid to talk to me.
Which is why you drew so much attention from the Princess Leia, the slave Leia that was out there, that picture that's floating around.
Oh, my God. Did you read some of the captions people put for that picture?
Yes.
There are some brilliant captions that people wrote. And I have to give my wife props for taking that picture. And then Bonnie Burton and Pablo were like, we have to make this, you know, in the caption section of StarWars.com. And it's just, I've been getting emails about the picture left and right. You know, I had one guy, actually somebody who I've never met who's coming to the show at Celebration Europe, who emailed me the other day, goes, I just want to know if you're not the one in the gold bikini. And I was like, I'm the one who's frightened. And he's like, okay, thank God. So it's kind of one of those things. Because, you know, it's all different. Like at Loser World Philly, Angus Oblong was there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Angus Oblong?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if, for those who aren't, he created the series The Oblongs,
mm-hmm.
Which was on, you know, which was on the Fox, I think, really short time, and then it was on
Cartoon Network.
Now it's on Adult Swim here and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he wrote Creepy Susie, which is basically where The Oblongs come from. But he was at the show in full clown makeup.
Really?
Full clown makeup. Like, he was wearing, like, a T-shirt and like, jeans and stuff, but, like, his face, and it was it shaved bald, I believe, or it's a bald cap, I couldn't tell, but he was wearing full-on clown makeup with the nose and everything, and if you're afraid of clowns, it was kind of creepy. So, but it was cool at the same time. Like, and that's what I mean, like, you know, who's to say I'm not the guy standing there selling prints in a Princess Leia gold bikini, which, by the way, will never happen. So don't worry, people. You don't have to worry about that ever happening.
A big collective sigh of relief. For me.
Yes, I'm
so.
Sure. Everyone's like, whoo, because I've seen the gut on that guy. So,
let's
move on.
See, all right, Celebration Europe, and then you come back, and then San Diego Comic-Con. And
San Diego?
There's something big going on there. Can you tell us about that?
San Diego, we are, for those of you who don't know, I'm doing a comic with Red 5 Comics called Midnight, and it's a creator-owned book. It's based on, for those of you who have seen my website back in the old days and stuff, there was a concept called the DeVille Knights, which was recently changed in the last like 6 months to Midnight, and which is in the works for an animated series. But on top of that, issue number one comes out this fall. However, if you're going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, you'll be able to get issue number one for 95 cents off the cover price.
Wow.
My artist salad table. So you'll be able to get the comic early. I don't know how many we're going to have for sale. I think, you know, maybe a few hundred. But considering how many people go to Comic-Con, I don't expect them to last very long. So if it's something you're interested in, come on by early and get your copy. And you know, if you like it, excellent. If you don't, you have something to train your dog on.
And don't tell anybody.
Just don't tell me because I'm sensitive. So, no, it debuts at Comic-Con. We're going to have we're actually going to have a few Red 5 books at my artist alley table, and I think there might be one or two other artists from Red 5 going to be at the show. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But I will have a few of the other titles for sale at my booth, and they're also going to be going for the same price. So, you know, be on the lookout in Artist Alley for me. I don't know what my table number is. I just know that I'm going to be there. So, that's the big thing in San Diego for me, is that. And again, like I did with Celebration 4 and like I'm doing with Europe, I'm also taking pre-order commissions for that. You know, it just makes it easier so I can get to see a few more things at the show. It made Celebration 4 so much easier to take when I got to see a little bit more of it. You know, so you know, I'm tied to the table doing commissions all the time.
Sure. And this Whirlwind tour wraps up in Wizard World Chicago. Anything huge going on there, or is that just going to be a little more relaxed?
I don't know. It depends on how many issues we sell at. If we sell out of what we're bringing to San Diego, we may or may not have issues of Midnight at Chicago. But you know. Even if I don't, I'll be there, you know, doing my thing. In Chicago, I did last year and had a great time. I got to meet a lot of people who I've never got to meet before. It's like that at any show. Like, I'm always meeting new fans. I'm always seeing old fans. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, I love doing the shows. I especially like doing San Diego because right after San Diego, the Monday morning, we check out of the hotel. My wife and I rent a car, drive up to Disneyland, and stay there for a few days, which is like vacation.
Nice.
You know? And I live for that. I love Disneyland. I miss Southern California a great deal. And just being able to go there and go to In-N-Out and, you know, do my thing. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, I'm looking forward to the shows, but I'm looking forward to that little bit of fun after the show that I don't have to, you know, sit at a table, you know, 8 hours a day except to break to go potty, you know.
So, sure. So
but yeah, it kind of ends with Chicago. And then, you know, I do have a few shows in the fall, but, you know, I may be doing Toronto. There's a big show in Toronto the last weekend of August.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's tentative right now. I have to get the information on that, but it's tentative on my schedule. If they'll have me, if they have the space for me, I think I'll probably do it because it's a whole other bunch of fans that I never get to see because I've actually never been to Canada. So.
Oh, okay. Well, so... Hopefully, all you Canadian listeners out there, keep your fingers crossed that'll happen. And amongst all this schedule of going to different cons and everything, you've actually you've kind of had a chance to do some other work too. Can you tell me about or at least talk about some other work? Can you tell me about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I recently contributed some sketch cards for several different sets. I did 500 cards, 506 sketch cards for the Transformers set, which was recently released by Topps. I did 206 cards for the upcoming 30th anniversary of A New Hope sketch card set. I'm currently in the middle of finishing up cards for DC Legacy,
mm-hmm.
Which is for DC Comics. I'm hoping I'm contributing 550 cards.
Wow.
Got to see how many I get done before the deadline. but, you know, it's coming close. I just have to finish up my year of print and a few other things here and there and start working on issue 2 of Midnight. And I'm ready to start up the next web strip.
Aha. Uh-huh. So now, and you kind of gave me a little preview on this. This is a web strip that's going to be a tie-in to the Force Unleashed. Is that right?
That's correct. Me and Pablo kind of let the cat out of the bag at Celebration. We had a little fan meet and greet in the fan lounge, and we let it out there that this was going to tie into Force Unleashed, and it's going to deal with this with Shaak-Ti and how she, you know, it's a little more beyond that. I can't really say much other than that, but it's going to focus on her and, you know, how she got out of the temple during, you know, at Order 66 and how she managed to get away and wind up elsewhere. So that's what it's going to deal with. It's not going to be as long as the other web strips, but it is going to be, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm actually really looking forward to starting it. I'm still waiting on the final script and approval for the story. But Pablo's writing it, and I'm drawing it, which is completely new for both of us, and I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited to work with him. He's a good friend, and we have a lot of fun together, you know, when we're around each other. And it should be a great story, and I hope the art equals it. So,
well, this is definitely going to be an important story because there are so many different accounts of her ultimate demise in and around Revenge of the Sith that it's going to be important to find out what the true story is.
No, trust me. I've known for quite a while that she survived. I've known so long that it's just finally nice to say, yeah, she made it. you know, it's one of those things that, like, even when Paul was still writing the web strips, that we were plotting to do something, but then, you know, the game was being worked on. It was always kind of going to tie into the game because, like, Paul and I spoke with you the last time. We tried our hardest to get Drake to be the apprentice. Like, mm-hmm. we were trying to pitch it, but then again, from what Paul's told me, it doesn't even matter because the story is just fantastic that goes along with that game. So why muddy it up with, you know, Drake? I just got the stink eye from my wife because Drake Logan is actually named after my son.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, me saying that's like kind of kicking my son in the teeth. That's just very like Spider-Man.
Oh.
So, yeah, doesn't that suck?
That's the ultimate irony.
It's like I got like all this really cool Star Wars stuff around the house, and it's like, you know, we get to go to do some really cool Star Wars stuff here and there, and he just cares whether or not Spider-Man's coming out. So, or the new video games. What new video game is coming out? So.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of parents out there that share your pain a little bit.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You can't force them to like it.
No, I guess not. You just kind of keep pushing them that way, and if they say no, well, you just kind of shrug, and that just means they won't bother any of your stuff.
Yeah, well, what's actually funny is, if you have 10 seconds for a quick story, he had one of his friends over to the house, and anyone who's seen my office or, you know, at some point I'll probably post a picture of it on my site. I have all the Gentle Giant animated maquettes and, you know, the one-fourth scale Leia and like my Master Replica's Han Blaster and all that stuff on the bookshelves. And one of his friends, he was pointing all the stuff out in the office to his buddy. And I'm sitting there working. I don't mind when they check out my stuff because like a lot of kids think it's neat.
Right.
So one kid gets to touch something. Logan grabs his hand like midway through and goes, "Are you high?" So, and I was like, "Yeah, all right, cool." At least I know if, like, you know, if he has a party in the house when he's like 16, and his mother and I are away. At least I know that that the stuff's going to be okay,
right?
So it's, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, yeah, he's not a big Star Wars fan. I mean, he digs it. He loves the video games, and you know, he likes going to the movies, and he loved the Clone Wars, but and he absolutely loves Darth Maul. Darth Maul's like the cast me out of him. I mean, you can't get any better than Darth Maul. And then he gets to hang out with Rey. A couple of years ago, we did Gen Con in Anaheim, and he hung out with Rey. And, like, to this day, Rey's always like, "How's Logan doing?" And and so on and so forth. Like, Ray's become a pretty good friend of the family since in the last like 3-4 years, and you know, it's kind of cool when your kid who loves that character and did for years gets to meet him and then gets to hang out with him and knows his name and everything, and he kind of, it's pretty cool. Ray's a great guy.
Yeah, that's great.
So what else, any other questions, or well, you know, have I talked to you off enough?
do you have an idea when the web strip's going to be debuting?
It's looking like, I'm going to imagine that once we get everything approved, they'll probably give me a month or two to get it started, and I'm kind of hoping it's a two months, you know, it's a nice 2 month cushion to get it going, because like I said, I mean, I'm really busy right now. I mean,
yeah.
And once I get the print, the finished art on the print done, which like I said, should be in the next day or two, I have to finish up cards for DC, and I have to get started on commissions that have come in for Celebration and ones that aren't for Celebration. Midnight issue 2, I've actually started laying out today, which I was supposed to lay out last week, but, you know, I'm busy.
Yeah,
But busy is good, because I could be worse. I could be an artist that's not busy, and that's not good.
Yeah, that's
so
never
it, you know,
alternative.
I have to look at it like that, so.
Sure. Well, Tom, I think with that in mind, I'll let you get back to your work and to the other things that are going on. Again, for any 501st members that are out there that haven't gotten their patches to Terry, please make sure you do so, because that quilt's going to be it's going to be really something to see when she finally has everything together. So please make sure that you do that. And Tom, as always, it's been great having you on, and look forward to once you have finished your whirlwind tour of the world, we can catch up again and talk about your latest stuff.
That sounds good, man. We'll talk soon enough. I don't know if you're going to be at any other shows in the next, you know, 3-4 months, because I know you were just at Celebration, and it was good to finally meet you face to face. If you're at any shows, don't hesitate to come by and say hello. I'll probably ignore you because I'm like that, but don't take it personally. I do that to everybody.
Well, see, I'll know that means that you actually, he likes me. He really likes me.
He likes you because he talks to me on the phone and does interviews.
Yes.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC, unless otherwise indicated.